Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we'd like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposed to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Golly, that's a tricky question. I think it would have to be the health of the person that's going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote either way.
Okay, no problem. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Well, just somewhat.
Thank you so much. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their name, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose that?
Wow, I think I would oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
Well, I can't answer that because I'm not really sure just what it is here in the state with other places, so I'm going to have to say I don't know.
Okay, no problem. In terms of providing public services, do you feel that state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a wasteful manner or in an efficient manner?
Oh, boy. That could go either way. Depends on the money that the person's got to want to spend. But I would say if they need to do it, okay.
Okay. So you'll think that will be in an efficient manner or wasteful manner? Those are the two options.
Maybe an additional one. There are people who need help.
Okay. A shortage of veterinarians had made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Will you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Will you support or oppose?
I would support it.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are like physicians' assistants trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing that veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Would you support or oppose that?
Wow, that's a tricky one. Well, I think in today's time, I would say support it.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed or online newspaper on a regular basis? They should or they should not?
They should not.
Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely to seek out notices?
Well, I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Very unlikely or somewhat unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to the Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, I would say it's very important for the state of Florida.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
No, shouldn't do that.
No? Okay. No. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacational rental?
Yes, they can do that.
Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Oh, boy. That's a tricky one. I don't know how to answer that one. Probably with a yes.
Okay, a yes. They should. Do you know how to swim, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? They should or they should not?
Wow. That's tricky, too, because it should be up to the parents to learn that one. But I'm going to say yes, maybe they should know how to swim.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
You're on the right track.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I think I'm going to agree on it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I will read to you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society interlearning. Two, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
Well, I'm going to say number one.
Okay, thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they don't?
Oh, read that again.
Okay, do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes or no?
I think yes, they need to do that.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or they should not?
Well, I think they should.
Okay, thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or it will have no impact on your decision who you vote for?
I would vote for it.
Okay, thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age of 18 and under the age of 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level, and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would probably vote yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 87.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Well, I don't have any problem with any of it, really. I'm not sure how I would say
Okay, so other? How do you identify? Do you consider yourself white Caucasian, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your cooperation. You have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I learned a lot from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.